This morning on Genesis chapter 28, Genesis chapter 28, if you would stand please for the reading of God's Word, Genesis chapter 28, I want to break in at verse number 10, verse number 10. The Bible says, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep." And the Bible says in verse 12, it says, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! There is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone and he had put up for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Let's pray. Father, appreciate you, Lord, and I love you this morning, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here at our church, Charlestown Missionary Baptist Church. God, I pray this morning, Lord, I need your help as I need it every time I stand before and preach the Word of God. I can't do this on my own. Father, I ask you, would just fill me with thy Spirit. Give me the very words I need this morning. Father, may the message be clear this morning. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's one or more in our midst this morning that is not sure they're saved on their way to heaven, God, I pray today they would come and ever live. Lord, I pray the Spirit of God would be free in this place today. Lord, I pray for the Christian. Father, we might be running, we might be going through some times and trials in our life. And Father, you are with us every day. And God, I appreciate that and I love you. Lord, help us today to preach the Word of God with power, purity, and truth. And Father, may you get the praise for everything that's done. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Jacob is such a character, and he's the supplanter and the trickster, and Jacob was always trying to get, and God's going to turn him around when he gets to know him, amen, and you know the story where he had stolen his brother's blessing from his dad, Isaac, and he kind of got going on, and they told him to go out there, and his mom said, "You better go run. Your brother wants to kill you," amen, and he kind of went, and his dad said, "I want you to go over there to your mother's dad's place there and go there and be safe and get you a wife from there." So Jacob is now on his way to Beersheba, amen. And he went out from Beersheba and he went to Haran, which is a couple days' journey. Can I tell you that Jacob is nervous? He has shame for what he has done. He is scared for what he has done. He's by himself. The Bible says he went out there to Haran and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. He was by himself. I could just picture Jacob out there in this kind of field desert out there with a stone on his head, laying back, looking up at God Almighty, looking up at the stars and looking up all by himself. And I got a feeling, I thought to myself, he was kind of worried maybe that his brother would be around the corner there just waiting to pound on him, waiting to get him for what he had done. He was very upset about that. But you know, I didn't hear where he said he called out to God. I didn't hear where he cried out to God the Father. Amen. I just see where he just kind of forgot all about that and laid down his head on a pillow. Did that back in those days, and I'm glad they got those big soft pillows now. Amen. And they laid the head on a pillow there, and I'm sure he was nervous and worried, but he fell asleep. Amen. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, sometimes we go through the trials and the problems of life. Sometimes we feel like we are, can I say, all alone. Sometimes we feel like there's nobody out there that can help us. There's nobody that can do anything for us. And sometimes we just lay out there and wonder, hey, where's God? Where's God in all this? Can I tell you, as has been sung this morning, God is right there. He's on the throne today. He loves you. He cares about you. Amen. And He'll be with you. Maybe today, Christian, you're feeling like you're lonely. Maybe you're feeling like you're down and out. Maybe you feel like, where's God at? Sometimes God shows up. We don't even know it. That's what happened to Jacob here, amen. The Bible says he was laying down there, and it said, and he dreamed. The Bible says, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and it reached of it to heaven. Behold, the angels of God ascending and descending, amen. The ladder, if you look that up, more like kind of like a stairway that went all the way up to the top of heaven, amen. And the Bible says that, you know, I thought about that a moment. I thought about the ladder or the stairway going all the way up there to the very top. I'm glad God is on the top today. I'm glad He's in control today. Listen, but I know He's a spirit and He's all around. Amen. And then I thought about those angels coming down. The Bible says there was angels down there. And the next one, it says, behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. They come down. I'm thankful today for ministering angels, amen. I believe that with all my heart. I know God's the God in control. I know these angels, amen, they come down, they come all around, amen. I believe they minister to people. They go back and tell God of what's going on, even though He already knows, amen. I'm glad He knows all that today, but I'm thankful for the ministering angels today. And Jacob said he saw them going up and coming down, but God was on top, amen. God was right up there. I thought about something else as I thought about that ladder that reached down from earth all the way up to heaven. I thought about 2,000 years ago, how there was a cross placed on the ground, amen, on a tree. And I'm thought about how Jesus Christ gave His very life, how He shed His blood for you and I this morning, amen. I thought about, listen, that's the only way we can get to heaven, amen. There is no other way. Jacob is now sleeping. He's all alone, and God gives him a dream, and He shows him this ladder all the way up that goes all the way up top, amen. And He shows him all these angels coming down. And the Bible says over there, He said, and behold, the Lord stood above it. The Lord stood above the ladder, amen. And He said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, amen. He said, the Lord God stood above it. I was talking to a fellow the other day. We were talking about something, talking about what's going on in the world. He said, you know, it really doesn't matter. He said, what happens here and what happens there? And I thought, what's he talking about? Didn't even know he was a Christian guy, amen. And then he started talking about God Almighty, amen. He said, it doesn't matter. He said, God's still in control today. He's still on the throne. And listen, I believe that with all my heart today, amen. Listen, if you've got problems in your life, if you're worried about things in this country, if you're worried about things in the world, listen, which we all do, amen. We're just all human, praise God. Let me tell you something. God's on the top of that ladder today, amen. He's up there in heaven today. He loves you. He cares about you, bless God. And He's got it all in control. It might not look like it. It might not feel like it. And it might not seem like it does. But God's in control today, and He's on the top throne today, amen. And nothing happens that He doesn't know about today. Nothing happens that doesn't go by Him today. I thought about those ministering angels. I thought about over there, listen, they report to God the Father, go back and forth. Psalms 91:11 says, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee, watch this, in all thy ways, amen, in all thy ways. Listen, they not only watch over you, but I thought about this too. I thought about, praise God, we take our last breath here on earth. If the rapture doesn't happen, which it could happen, amen. We're talking about this morning in Sunday school. If the rapture doesn't happen and we take our last breath, amen, guess what? The blessed God Almighty, the angels are going to deliver us right up to heaven, amen. I'm thankful for those ministering angels today. Over there in verse 12, Jesus said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. You know, I believe Jacob, as he was laying there and had that dream, he not only realized that heaven was an actual place, but praise God Almighty, he realized it was an accessible place. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? It's accessible through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Amen. We can't get there on our own. We can't earn it. We can't do nothing about it. Amen. I thought about there was this fella. I got to wind down a little bit. There was this fella. Him and his wife had been married for about 20 years. They were a young couple. And she had died and went to heaven. And St. Peter met her at the gate, and she said, how do I get in here? And he said, all you got to do is spell a word. And the words around here are real easy. You know, hope, joy, love, peace, Jesus. So she said, okay, what's the word? He said, love. Well, she said, L-O-V-E, love. Gates open wide up, and there she goes. She goes on in. Well, about 10 years passed by, and St. Peter was out there, and he had something to do. God Almighty wanted him to do something. And St. Peter met this woman. He said, hey, can you go out there and just watch whoever comes in? All you got to do to let them in, just spell a little word. And make it real, real simple. Real simple. So she was up there for a day or two. And don't you know, next thing you know, her husband shows up. And she says, my goodness. She said, what have you been doing for the past 10 years? He said, honey, I really miss you. He said, but I got to tell you. He said, I got remarried to this really, really pretty young girl. And you remember that house you always liked? You always wanted on top the hill. And she said, yeah, I remember. He said, well, I got this job and I started making about $250,000 a year. And he said, I bought her that home and we just love it. And you remember that BMW you always wanted, honey? And he said, yeah. She said, yeah, I remember. She's getting all upset and blood boiling. She said, yeah, I remember. He said, well, I bought her that car and she's really enjoying it. And you know that trip we always wanted to go to Hawaii on? She said, yeah, I remember. She's now getting red boiling. He said, well, we went there for a month, and just yesterday I was water skiing. Next thing you know, I fell down and hit a log, and here I am. And he said, honey, how do I get in? I got to get in here. I want to come in and see the street of gold. I want to come in. She said, all you got to do is spell a word. It's real simple. He said, okay, well, what's the word? She looked at him right in the eye, and she said, Czechoslovakia. Hey, listen, I'm glad there's only one way to get to heaven, amen. I'm glad it ain't by what I can do. It ain't by what the preacher can do, amen. I'm glad it ain't what we can do. I'm glad it's what Jesus did, amen. 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, amen, he gave his very life, shed his life's blood, amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me, amen. He is the only way. There is the only way. Jacob realized there was an actual heaven, and bless God Almighty, he realized it was accessible. Child of God, listen, friend, sinner friend, you might be here today. Let me tell you what, you can't get to heaven on your own, amen. It takes Jesus. It takes putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died and rose again and asking for forgiveness of your sins, amen. That's the only way in, amen. There is no other way. He realized that place was accessible. The Bible says over there, 1 John 2:2, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. Hey, listen, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Amen. It's about the blood today. The Bible says over there, he said, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Amen. Shall all the families of the earth. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Listen, I know salvation is of the Jews, but I'm glad today I got grafted in. Amen. I'm thankful today there's not a soul in the world today that's been born that can't be saved. Amen. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter how wicked you've been. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. You can be saved today. Amen. The Bible says what? For God so loved the world. Bless God Almighty. That's everybody. everybody that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Praise God. I can see Jacob laying down there on that pillow, dark and scared as can be, worried. And he's got this dream. He's looking up and he sees heaven. He sees Jesus up there. Amen. And he sees it's an accessible place. I'm glad today heaven's accessible. Amen. Amen. Through the blood of Christ. Watch this. And behold, I am with thee and I will keep thee. Aren't you glad God's with you today? Aren't you thankful that he never leaves you? Aren't you thankful today that he knows you're hurt? As you could be like Jacob, you could feel sorrowful today. You could feel bad today. Aren't you glad that he is with you today? Amen. The Bible says over there, it says, nevertheless, I am continually, I looked that up, I searched that out. It says continually with me, amen, with thee. Thou hast behold me by my right hand, amen. He's our divine presence today. We can trust God never to leave us in times of trouble. Jacob was in trouble. Jacob had problems. Jacob was going through it. Jacob was ashamed. He was lonely. He was sad and down and out. But let me tell you what, God Almighty showed him in a dream that he was there with him and he was going to hold that promise. Promise that he gave Abraham, Isaac, and now Jacob. He was going to show him that. My friends, he'll show you that today in the Word of God. In the Word of God. He said, I am with thee, and I will keep thee. I looked that up. I love that. I'm glad God Almighty keeps me. I'm glad I can't lose my salvation. I'm glad back in 2000, whatever it was, sometime, amen. Listen, I met Jesus on Highway 29. I'm glad I got saved that day, amen. I'm glad I got born again. I'm glad I got washed in the blood that day, amen. And I know, listen, I've sinned. Bless God, preacher, I've sinned myself every day almost, amen. It's in your thoughts a lot of times, amen. And you have sin, amen. You think things and you do things and say things you shouldn't, amen. Listen, I'm glad God don't give up on me, amen. He died for me. He's going to keep me until the day of redemption, amen. It says, I am sealed until the day of redemption, praise God. Let me read you a real good verse. Jesus speaking, John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Amen. I'm glad I can't lose my salvation. You can't take my salvation away. I can't take yours away. Satan can't take it away. Amen. Once you're sealed, you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise God. He said, I'll be with thee, and I'll keep thee. Church, you, child of God, listen, you might be lonely, you might be sad. You might be going through some hard times. Can I tell you, God is with you. God's with you today. He said, all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again. Will bring thee again, amen, into this land. For I will not leave thee until that I have done which I have spoken of. He was telling Jacob there, he said, I'll bring you in the Canaan land, I'll bring you in there safely. I'm glad one day I'm going to see heaven. I'm glad one day the Word of God promised me in the Word of God that if I know I'm saved, I know I'm on my way to heaven, amen. There is a heaven. There's a better land, amen. There's a land where we ain't never going to grow old. There's a land we ain't never going to die. We ain't never going to have no more operations. Ain't going to be no more death, amen. Listen, ain't going to be no more sorrow, no more sin, amen. We're going to be like Jesus. I'm looking for that land today, amen. How about you? Are you ready for that land today? I'm looking for it today. Bible says, I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like God's not around? You ever feel like, Lord, where are you at? Heavenly Father, where are you at? And I tell you, God's a spirit and he's all over. God is everywhere. God is all over this place, amen. God is everywhere, amen. He loves you today. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst, amen. Listen, you might not see him. Bless God Almighty, you can feel his presence, amen. You can feel his power today, I'm glad. Surely the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. I wonder if we have missed God at times. I wonder at times when the man of God, the preacher, is preaching the Word of God. And maybe our thoughts are somewhere else. I've been there, done it.
Maybe our thoughts are somewhere else on what we're going to do when we get out of church or what happened the week before. Maybe our thoughts are somewhere else when we ought to be concentrating on the man of God, the preaching of the Word of God, and the Word of God. Amen. Surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. Brother, when He shows up, I don't want to miss Him. When souls get saved and lives get changed, I want to be there. I don't want to miss Him. And I tell you, Jacob missed Him. The Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. The Bible says he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! There is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." And then the Bible says, "And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it." Let me tell you what, Jacob was worshiping Jehovah God. Let me ask you a question. Why did you come to God's house today? Did you come to God's house to worship Him today in spirit and in truth? Amen. Listen, I didn't come for the singing. I didn't come for that. I come to hear the Word of God. I come to worship God. I come to meet God today. Amen. When He shows up, bless God Almighty, I want to be here. Praise God. I wonder today, did you come to worship the Lord? If not, you might miss Him. You might miss Him. And He called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz first. You know, if you look that up, Luz means separation. That's what the word means, separation. But he wasn't separated from God anymore. He hadn't met God. He had believed Jehovah God. He had seen there was a heaven and it was accessible. He had seen that. But he's not separated anymore. He's now in Bethel, the house of God. I wonder today, sinner friend, are you separated from God today? Do you know Him today? Have you met Jesus one day? Do you know that you've put your faith and trust in Him? Or are you still at Luz, separated from the Father? I want to be at Bethel with God the Father. The Bible says He went there And Jacob vowed a vow, by the way, it's the first vow in the Bible, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way, that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God." If He brings me to the Father's house in peace again, hey, listen, the Lord is going to be my God. I thought about the Father's house in peace. There was something said, I think Joe might have said it about at Sunday school. Watch this. Revelation 21:4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Jacob said, if God told him, "I'll bring you back to this place, Canaan land, amen, and peace, I'm glad one day there will be peace, amen. I'm glad one day at the 1,000-year reign, Jesus Christ will rule and will reign, amen. There will be peace on earth, amen. There will be no more sin like that, amen." Listen, that He will rule and He will reign. Where are you with the Lord today? Have you met God today? Have you met Jesus Christ? Do you know Him today? He said, "I come again to my Father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God today." Look at verse 22. "And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house." Shall be God's house. "And all that thou give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Jacob was a taker back then. Now he's going to be a giver. What changed? He met Jehovah God. Amen. He met God Almighty, the Lord. Amen. I wonder today, are you changed today? I wonder today if you know the Lord today. Can you guys get us a song? I want you to bow your heads and